We've all seen them. Many of us have played with them as a toy. Perhaps you didn't know its origin and that there is a museum for it. What is it? It's next on the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Most of us played with a yo-yo for at least a few minutes growing up. That Winzenz can answer just about any question you may have about the popular toy across the generations.
One of the most common questions that people have when they come into the Yo-Yo Museum, who invented it? When did this all start?
That helps oversee the National Yo-Yo Museum, which is part of the Bird in Hand store in downtown Chico, California. He says to get the answer to that question, you have to go way back.
The oldest documentation that somebody has really found is a Grecian urn that's on display in the Smithsonian Museum that dates to about 500 BC. It's got a picture of a kid yo-yoing on it.
In this country, a Filipino immigrant named Pedro Flores helped reintroduce the yo-yo to an American audience. He
started doing something that no one else prior to that had been doing with yo-yos, and that was he would go and demonstrate at the Five and Dimes, the toy stores.
Suddenly, great numbers of people saw what they could do with a yo-yo and began to buy them. Someone else noted what Pedro had tapped into.
Another very enterprising individual named Don Duncan, who many people have heard of in terms of Duncan yo-yos, saw what this fellow was doing and promptly bought the company from him.
Duncan hired Pedro to continue demonstrating the toy.
So in the late 1920s into the 30s and 40s, yo-yos very quickly became a huge activity.
In the process, Duncan yo-yos became very well known. Eventually, in the 1980s, Thad himself got his first yo-yo.
I picked up a yo-yo, and a friend and I were walking and playing with yo-yos and realized, this is fun, and I was having a good time with it. So, very simply, I just kept doing it because I enjoyed it.
This museum is the largest public display of yo-yos, and they have the largest working yo-yo here in the store as well. More next time as we travel the countryside in Chico, California. I'm Andrew McRae.